Are there any famous people who had synesthesia? I'm Sean Day, professor of English and Anthropology at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm also a synesthete and a world-renowned researcher of synesthesia. The most recent research indicates that about 4% of the population, or about 1 in 25 people, has some type of synesthesia. So it sort of stands to figure that there would be some famous synesthetes. It's conjectured that the Greek philosopher Pythagoras had a very common type of synesthesia called ordinal linguistic personification, in which numbers are given personalities, such that for Pythagoras, 1, 3, and 5 were male numbers, and 2, 4, and 6, female. The Nobel laureate physicist Richard Feynman also had a common type, grapheme-to-color synesthesia, in which written letters and numbers take on colors. Feynman wrote, "When I see equations, I see the letters in colors. I don't know why. As I'm talking, I see vague pictures of Bessel functions, with light tan J's, slightly violet bluish N's, and dark brown X's flying around. And I wonder what the hell it must look like to the students." The Swiss psychiatrist Eugen Bleuler, who invented the term schizophrenia, also had colored letter synesthesia. We're more likely, though, to hear about musicians and composers who had synesthesia, so let's look at a few of them. The composer Franz Liszt had a type of synesthesia in which musical keys took on specific colors. When Liszt first began as Kapellmeister in Weimar, it astonished the orchestra that he said, "Oh, please, gentlemen, a little bluer, if you please. This tone type requires it." Or, "That's a deep violet, please. Depend on it. Not so rose." First, the orchestra believed Liszt just joked. More later, they got accustomed to the fact that the great musician seemed to see colors there where there were only tones. Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov also had this type of synesthesia. Duke Ellington had the same type of I myself have, in which the timbre of each musical instrument produces its unique synesthetic color. Leonard Bernstein had this type too. The composer Olivier Messiaen had a rather rare type of music-related synesthesia in that, for him, different musical intervals and harmonies each produced distinct colors. Messiaen developed this into an elaborate system used for many of his more noticeable compositions, such as Colors de la Cité Céleste. John Sibelius, composer of such pieces as Finlandia and Wachtschist, more generally associated all sounds with colors and shapes. Giorgio Ligeti, whose music may be heard in the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, also had sound-to-color synesthesia, as well as colored number types. Well, how about musicians and composers still alive today? Well, that would include jazz pianist Marion McPartland, rock guitarist Eddie Van Halen, rap artist Pharrell Williams, and Billy Joel. If you have questions about synesthesia, please send them to me, Sean Day, by email to sean.day@trident.edu. I'm Sean Day, synesthete, professor, and researcher at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina.